This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. President Joe Biden will pitch a plan that would fundamentally transform government's role in American life when he makes his first speech to Congress in a few hours, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
It's a $1.8 trillion investment in what the White House calls human infrastructure, a sweeping plan for universal preschool, free community college, billions for child care, and monthly payments to parents.
The kinds of policies that deal with human infrastructure are just as important as roads and bridges.
Top Senate Democrat Chuck Schumer says it's the kind of thing America should have been doing for years. GOP Chief Mitch McConnell sees it as another Democratic spending spree.
Another multi-trillion-dollar smorgasbord of liberal social engineering that would decimate entire industries.
The president pitches paying for the plan through tax boosts on the wealthy. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Live coverage of the president's speech begins at 1 hour UTC at voanews.com. India's death toll from COVID-19 surpassed 200,000 Wednesday, and one man told the AP his father would be alive if the hospital had just admitted him instead of waiting for a piece of paper. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
3 days after his coronavirus symptoms appeared, Rajendra Karan struggled to breathe. Instead of waiting for an ambulance, his son drove him to a government hospital in Lucknow, the capital of India's largest state of Uttar Pradesh. But the hospital wouldn't let him in without a registration slip from the district's chief medical officer. By the time her son got it, his father had died in the car just outside the hospital doors. Stories of death tangled in bureaucracy and system failure have become dismally common in India, where deaths have now officially surged past 200,000. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
This is VOA News. European Union lawyers on Wednesday demanded AstraZeneca immediately deliver COVID-19 vaccines from its factories in Britain, a move that risks reigniting a spat with London over scarce vaccine supplies. Reuters' Emer McCarthy reports.
AstraZeneca has delivered doses to the EU from sites in Belgium and the Netherlands, but it has not shipped any dose produced in UK plants to the EU. The UK government has denied imposing export curbs and is seeking extra doses from a factory in the Netherlands run by an AstraZeneca subcontractor. The EU is now blocking exports from that plant. With the pandemic still raging across the continent, the AstraZeneca vaccine was seen as a central part of Europe's inoculation effort. But cuts and delays in deliveries have disrupted the campaign in the EU, which trails behind Britain on vaccinations.
That's Reuters' Emer McCarthy. Satellites show the world's glaciers are melting faster than ever. AP's Shelley Adler has details.
It's the same story. Glaciers are melting. It's a global phenomenon.
World Glacier Monitoring Service Director Michael Zemp.
10 years ago, we were saying that the glaciers are the indicator of climate change, but now actually they become a memorial of the climate crisis.
And Zemp points out that the world's glaciers should react differently to climate change depending on where they are. But that's not happening.
What is really surprising, actually, is that a vast majority is basically showing the same signal. And this is a strong indication that there must be a common global forcing that is doing that.
Half the world's glacial loss is coming from the United States and Canada. I'm Shelley Adler.
The U.S. space agency NASA says astronaut Michael Collins, one of the three men who flew on the first manned mission to land on the moon, has died of cancer. He was 90. We get details from AP's Ed Donahue.
Collins made history on Apollo 11.
That's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
Neil Armstrong was the first to set foot on the moon. Buzz Aldrin was with him. Michael Collins was back in the command module. Speaking in 2019, Collins says he'd always been asked.
Wasn't I the loneliest person in the whole lonely history of the whole lonely solar system when I was by myself in that lonely orbit? And the answer was no.
Michael Collins liked going to the moon, but
I want to go direct to Mars.
His family says Michael Collins had been fighting cancer. I'm Ed Donahue.
You can find more on these stories and the rest of the day's news at voanews.com. You can also follow us on the VOA mobile app. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.